All right, just coming in right now, U.S. Job growth slows again in September with just 263,000 positions added. Now, that comes via Fox, so I guarantee you other areas have different ways of reporting it. For example, you heard that from Fox. Now, New York Times says U.S. employers added 263,000 jobs in September, showing the labor market is resilient but cooling slightly. See what I mean? It all depends on where you get your news. Totally different takes on the same report about jobs. There you are. Well, I'm glad to know that we've got two guys of like mind, starting off with the one and only Steve Courtney, our WJR senior news analyst, with a little jumping in from time to time from Sean Bolegian. And what a weekend of football we have here, Mr. Courtney.
Yes, indeed, Dub. Good morning to you. Hello again, everyone. This update brought to you by the wonderful folks at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in beautiful Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. All right, let's begin with what you'll hear here on WJR, my Spartans. It's been a rough road. They have lost three straight, allowing the opposing offenses to reach 500 yards. As Mel Tucker told his team earlier this week, the easy bus isn't coming. They're hosting number three, Ohio State, at the Woodshed tomorrow afternoon. The Buckeyes, oh, they are poetry in motion. They rank first in the FBS in scoring offense. They've got quite a resume here. Third in yards per game, second in third down conversions. Defensively, the Buckeyes under new coordinator Jim Knowles rank 14th, allowing 14.8 points, 10th with 263.8 total yards allowed, and 11th on third down. But there is precedent. As we discussed yesterday, the Spartans have beaten Ohio State 10 times when the Buckeyes entered the game, ranked in the AP top 25, including, by the way, five times when the Buckeyes were ranked in the top five. So, kick is slated again at the Woodshed for four. I'll have the tailgate show for you. It's absolutely loaded. That will begin at one. Meanwhile, the Michigan football Wolverines, they once again find themselves on the road. Michigan has won 17 of 19 with both losses coming against top 10 opponents. Meanwhile, they are in Bloomington to take on those Indiana Hoosiers, who, by the way, have given Coach Harbaugh and the Wolverines some trouble recently. But this time around, they got to figure out how to slow the FBS's sixth highest scoring offense. It all begins with their fine running back, Blake Corum. The junior has emerged as one of the nation's top backs. He averages 122.2 yards per game, 6.6 yards per carry, leads the nation's with 10 touchdown runs.
Heisman.
But this Indiana defense is allowing just 3.3 yards per carry. Michigan looking for its first back-to-back 6-0 starts since 76-77. They are a 22.5 point favorite. To the Lions we go, coming off the woeful defensive performance against the Seattle Seahawks a week ago. They are a three-point underdog as they go to Foxborough to take on Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Let's start with Aiden Hutchinson, the number two pick overall. Had all three of his sacks in the first half of the week two win over Washington. He's averaging three tackles per game. He's been credited with six quarterback hurries. Detroit's horrific defense needs him to become a difference maker sooner rather than later. Interesting reading. He, of course, with the Michigan ties, a big fan growing up of Tom Brady, longtime Patriots quarterback. As a matter of fact, went out as Tom Brady for Halloween one time. Anyway, you know the numbers as it applies to the Lions defense. They are the only team since the 1970 AFL-NFL merger to lead the NFL in points per game, 35. Oh, and by the way, ranked last in points per game allowed, 35.3 through the first 4 weeks of the season. So if defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn can get this defense on track, maybe the Lions will have that special season we've been waiting for. You take a look at the injury report for the Lions. They are still a banged-up football team. Linebacker Chris Board, special teams ace as well. No practice yesterday. Same for Quintez Cephas, John Kaminsky, offensive tackle Matt Nelson, wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, and running back DeAndre Swift. As a matter of fact, according to reports, it's not looking good for Swift to play in the second consecutive game. So going to be an action-packed weekend. Hopefully everything pans out. This update brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more.
Well,
fellas,
we will certainly look forward to hearing you doing your really good sideline reporting after you do your tailgate show as MSU takes on Ohio State University in East Lansing, broadcast time 1 p.m. And leave it to our friend and listener, Gary Corbin, who has an animated Brutus on my phone right now and says, go Bucks. You know, these guys can be very annoying, but on the other hand, I admire how much they love their schools, that they are living and breathing and eating Buckeye football. Tom Romer, Gary Corbin, and a whole bunch of people. And generally, they're obsessed with Michigan. But now they obviously are keying in on Michigan State. But I think the biggest chance for MSU, and I say this to you, Steve, and to you, Sean Belegian, is for OSU to overlook MSU, thinking that they're just not good and that OSU is so good. That is why we've seen Michigan State beat them when they're highly ranked.
You know, I think that that caught up to them last year. If you remember when Michigan State, I mean, just got trampled by Ohio State last year. And Ohio State went into the Michigan game last year, laissez-faire, and, you know, they had dominated Michigan for so long. And it came up and bit them. And Michigan didn't just beat them. They thoroughly beat them. So I think that has been the mission this year for Ryan Day and the Buckeyes is, hey, we aren't overlooking anybody. And they had a meh start to the season. And since then, an 11-point win over Notre Dame, they have just been throttling people, Paul. So I think they're looking back to last year, and yeah, they don't want that to happen again.
I think you're probably right, unfortunately. Thank you, Sean. Thank you. We appreciate you stopping by, Mr. Courtney. You can go back to bed now. Thanks to all of our team, the team,